Jack Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment advice. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting this week from sunny Southern California, where college tuition is no longer free.
College tuition used to be free?
I had no idea. I don't even know when was that, Jack? Do you
it's
know?
Like in the 50s and 60s in California used to be free.
Well, it didn't apply to me then, and that must be why I don't know that.
It didn't apply to me either, Jill.
It's true. Well, no, I didn't mean you.
I think it set the stage for the California aura.
Gosh, USC has come a long way now.
Love it or hate it, it's here to stay. Today, Jill and I talk about neighborhood-specific pricing, probably much to Jill's chagrin. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the JackJill.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Matt R. asks, hey, gang, my first mailer hit Monday. I love how specific this is, October 9th. Here's the lowdown so far. I mailed 1,550 letters over three different counties and three different states in the Midwest, South, Mid-South, and the South, approximately 500 each in each of these counties.
Nice work, Matt.
Love it. County number one, bombed. I way underpriced, offered $1,000 an acre when in hindsight, it should have been $3,000 to $4,000 an acre minimum, if not more. A lot of hate calls from this one, and so far nobody's interested in selling. County number two, a few tire kickers, but not much. Not even much hate. Strange and quiet. Once again, I underpriced by at least 50%.
Oh, we're getting this out of the way.
This is really good. County number three has been successful so far. Have bought several properties and have four to six more in the pipeline to buy. There's been a lot of interest from sellers, and I have buyers calling the last few days on my recently purchased properties.
Nice.
They will sell hopefully by the end of the weekend. I am buying these properties for approximately $1,000 an acre and reselling for between $3,000 and $4,000 an acre. The first sale will recoup all the startup costs from the Land Academy course, the mailer, etc.
I'm going to just ask you to stop 1 second here.
Okay.
This is a I included this question for this reason.
Yep.
This is a textbook way to do this.
Yep.
He diversified his risk into three separate counties instead of one, and he's recouping all of his costs. Our whole program is designed for you as a new business owner to recoup all of your costs, all your startup costs.
Set yourself up.
And it's all profit from there on out.
Exactly.
So he's doing this perfectly. We really are not here to franchise the heck out of something and make money off of your business forever.
Yep.
In fact, we're not here to make money on it at all. Go ahead, Joe.
All right. So then Matt, the other thing I was going to say about Matt's thing about he was ready for some mistakes. He knew it was going to happen, and that's why he set it up this way. And he's like, got that one wrong, this one I got right. There you go. That's the way it works.
Sweet.
Yep. He said, I knew to expect it, but the first week or two of hate calls was jarring. Now I couldn't care less. It's laughable once you get over it.
Outstanding.
Yep. First purchase was a lady who inherited land from parents and wanted to get rid of it, just like everyone else here has experienced. Purchase went as smooth as possible. She was so happy I contacted her since she had no idea what to do with it. Lots of buyer calls already on it, and it will sell in the next few days, hopefully. The Land Academy vets already know, but for a few fellow newbies, diversify your mailers. The system definitely works.
Nice.
County number three was an afterthought, and I almost didn't include it. Thankfully, I did. I'm definitely spending more time on pricing the next mailer. It was a little intimidating at first talking to interested sellers, but after the first few days, you know how it works. Pick up the phone and talk to people or nothing will get done. Aside from the haters, I've talked to a lot of really great people. Everyone gets their slice of the pie and wins.
Ding, ding.
I'm learning a ton every single day. Still have miles to go. This board has helped tremendously. He's talking about our online community. So thank you, everyone, for your contributions. If I can do anything to help, please let me know.
Outstanding.
It's so good. You know,
what a great attitude.
This is something that I'm back to Trevor from the other day that when we talked to him, he said, nowhere else can you go and have like 50 to 200 mentors standing by to help you. And that's what we created with our online community. And it's so awesome. And it's so great because just like Matt here, he's like, you guys helped me I'm happy to help the next guy.
I just love that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's how what our attitude is.
Yep.
You know, we're not here to make a bunch of dough on this Land Academy thing. We do just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Buying and selling real estate.
Exactly.
Putting our money where our mouth is, so to speak. Exactly. I'm happy for you, Matt. That's fantastic. I let everybody know, by the way, on the forum, if I'm going to answer the if Jill and I are going to answer the question that you're asking on the forum or respond to the comment, and when the show is going to air.
Mm-hmm.
So, congratulations, bud. We're both proud of you.
That's awesome.
Today's topic, neighborhood-specific pricing. This is at several people's request, this topic. This is the meat of the show. If you think about flying in an airplane or staring down on Google Earth at a neighborhood or a county, or, you know, you start with at the whole country level, go down to a state, then go down to a county, and eventually you're going to get down into a neighborhood. So how much pricing is too much? I mean, how much do you look at? Like, obviously, it's not realistic to sit down and price every single piece of property or every single house individually. There's just not enough time. It's inefficient. So you have to create some type of equation. Well, for houses, when we wholesale houses, I prefer to do what I call neighborhood pricing. Everybody can relate to this. Wherever you are right now, two blocks over from where you are right now listening to this, is a different real estate market than the one that you're in right now.
Or two doors over where we are.
Right. Jill and I are two doors from the ocean, and the house that's on the ocean
is
priced a little different.
Just a smidgen. And they get sand in their bed.
Yes, they do.
We know how that goes. We like not getting sand in the bed.
Jill and I rented for a whole summer last summer. We rented a house right on the Strand. And I have never had so much sand and salt in everything.
Let's be honest too. I mean, I can sit on my porch right now and drink my tea if I want to. When you're on the Strand, you're on your porch going, hello, good morning, good morning, good morning, as all the bikes roll
Please
by.
Put more clothes on.
That have was the day. Other result. Jack was like, put something on. Like, by that's me in the morning coffee. I have to say hi to everybody jogging by and riding their bikes by. And then comes 3 o'clock when everybody's in their bikinis and Jack's over it. He's like, really? You would call that a, you know?
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's there. You can enjoy part of it, but there's
tiring.
Always... There's a percentage of that. There's some.
Jack, it's because you have me. That's why. I understand. Let's just call a spade a spade. Every
yep.
girl that
not
rides
as pretty
by.
As Jill. Not as pretty as
that's
Jill.
That's it.
Not as pretty as Jill. Not my girl. Not my girl. Not my girl. Not
that's
as pretty.
That's it.
Yep.
You put my head on every person's body and it just nothing compares. And you know what? On the flip side, I do that with you too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Every male volleyball player that walks yep. by without a shirt on
mm-hmm.
and their smooth bicep. And they're tight shorts.
At least he's funny.
I compare them all to you, and there's just no comparison. So, Jack,
where the hell did this show go?
I feel your pain. So, I understand.
Oh, every guy out there is going, yeah, I wish my girl said stuff like that instead of yelled at me.
Exactly. Not my Jack. That's not my Jack. And, oh, that looks good, but not my Jack.
All okay. right, back to the show. So,
yes.
So how do you get over this? How do you solve this? I can't look at every single piece of property and price it. You have to do you have to put together some type of system where you isolate a neighborhood. It might be a block name. It might be an APN scheme where you say I think a rational purchase price for these properties in this little section that I've identified is $125 a foot. In the case of land, it's usually acreage. It's X amount per acre, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 an acre, $6,000 an acre. If it's infill lots, interesting enough, you know, where and it's in a developed subdivision and there's some sporadic land where in between houses, for me, that's usually a fixed dollar amount. So my point to the show is you have to be specific. Your pricing needs to change where the neighborhood changes.
How much time does this take, Jack?
I'll tell you, I've been doing this for a long time, for almost two decades. This is the single thing I spend the most time on.
Because do people get hung up on it? Is there such a thing as too much time?
So I get reports back that some people do. And then I get reports back from certain people like Luke Smith and Trevor, who the show hasn't aired yet. We interviewed. Who just say, you know, they chuck it all and say, I'm going to offer $1,000 for every property in this area.
And just see what happens.
Yeah.
Just let the chips fall where they may.
I like pricing. That's the real truth of it. I enjoy data. I enjoy manipulating data. I enjoy learning a lot about the market through this whole process. It's one of the things that's the reason I'm in this business.
Right.
There's a lot of things I don't like. I'm being brutally honest here.
Right.
Talking to people is not my thing. You know, right. Fortunately I have you.
Closing the deal is not your thing.
Yeah.
All that stuff. I understand.
But pricing and sending out mail and generating a tremendous amount of interest and accurately pricing data so people are getting a fair price for their property, but it's still enough that we can do well on. And the person that we can wholesale it to does well on.
Right.
I hang my hat on that.
Okay. So I want to ask you specific at your level, if you're pricing let's say 2,000 unit mailer it's a housing, it's SFR.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how much time do you, Jack, spend? Or is enough for you? And when do you cut it off?
I probably kill a whole 8-hour day.
Okay.
Maybe 6 to 8 hours. Probably not the whole day, but about 6 hours.
Okay, so if someone's brand new, they could expect to spend the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, they should spend all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and maybe recap again Monday night after work before they push the button.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's actually really accurate.
Okay.
I also would spot check everything, so.
But they're not going line by line, but they're going like block by block, or
yeah, neighborhood by neighborhood. So,
okay,
like we just talked about a little bit, you know, two houses down is a whole different.
The Strand is different than the walk streets.
Right,
is different than six blocks up, which is true. And we're all in the same zip code when you really think about it.
And my point on that is the neighborhoods. So now I would qualify a neighborhood or a section of the mailer as every single property that's on the ocean front, not right. Ocean view. So there's ocean front, then there's ocean view.
It's true.
Then there's non-ocean view. And so it's all kind of in the same area, but I would qualify those as different neighborhoods
for the
purposes of this.
Do I even think about traffic? You know,
absolutely.
Okay, good. So I'm thinking about where the retail stuff is. Okay.
So completed sales comes into it, days on market. So the days on market for property that's extremely expensive right on the ocean is much different, and you need to go into that expecting that.
Right.
Once in a while, we get a question on that, whether it's on the show or on our Thursday call, our open call webinar, where everyone's experiencing frustration about lack of response. In fact, I think his name is Matt that asked this today. Yeah, Matt mm-hmm. shared with us. And he diversified it perfectly. He had a little frustration for properties that weren't coming in, or yeah. callers that weren't coming in correctly, or as fast as he wanted, but
got over it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the hate, and got over it.
Right. So all of that, no matter what county or neighborhood you're working in, can be avoided if you price it properly.
Mm-hmm.
So you ever hear that carpenter saying, measure twice, cut once?
Mm-hmm.
That's this. Price twice, send once. Oh, I like that.
Oh, that is good. That's really good.
I'm going to leave it on a high note.
Wow.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted about 15 minutes listening to the Jack Jill Show. Join us tomorrow, where we discuss Jill's compelling personality, one of my favorite topics.
And answer your question, should you have one, post it on jackjill.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Pricing's so important.
It is. Well, thank you. I wanted to get into details. Thank you for sharing that, Jack. I wanted to cover that on this show about what time, because I think people think right out of the gate that they should be you and do it as fast as you. And that's not accurate.
Right.
And then I think some people spend too much time on it, and that's not accurate. You know what I mean? You don't want to spend a month on it, because then you're never getting anywhere. So I wanted to really say, if you do it two to two and a half times as long as Jack does when you're brand new, then you need to cut yourself off. You probably did the best you could with the information that you have, and then you need to move forward. And you're only going to get better every time.
Yeah, it's well said. It seems to be it's appropriate to bring up the fishing analogy again. You know, you can go out and go fishing and not catch a thing. And you can go out and say, you know what? I don't want that to happen to me again. I'm going to change where I fish. I'm going to change maybe the electronics that I bring with me to try to find the fish. And maybe I'm going to put a few more lines in the water this time.
Yeah.
If it happens again, you still have to adjust. And you have to get all the while you're trying to reduce your risk. But what you never do in that situation is question fishing.
You know,
does fishing work?
I do a similar thing. And if one doesn't work, I do use two slot machines and three slot machines and four slot machines. I have the whole row. And you know, if I'm putting a quarter in six slot machines, I'm going to get something.
The truth of it about Jill is that I've never seen you gamble in my life.
I know.
So
I don't
gamble. She's just saying that to be funny.
I am doing that to be funny.
Question gambling.
Right?
You need to question gambling, listener.
Oh my gosh, you should.
Gambling is rigged.
Yeah, we're not doing gambling. That's not what this is about. Sharing the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening. And while you're at it, rate us there. We are Jack and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.